Cofield, Tree King Extension Agent Bragg, with us this morning. Good Tuesday morning, Mr. Cofield. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thank you.
Did you get any rain at your house this morning?
Yeah, finally. You know, we missed that over the weekend. I think it was in every direction, but none. Like I said, none at our house. So
Nice little shower out there in a few spots this morning. Not very much widespread, but
we'll take what we get, I guess.
But, right.
If we had the rain to match the thunder and lightning, we'd have done pretty good. You know,
man. But lightning actually hit a couple of houses. There was some thought it may hit a couple of houses out in the county. So
I couldn't see much damage there, but we did wake up for it.
It'd wake you up. That's for sure. I saw it as I was driving over this morning. I saw a big lightning strike, and it looked pretty rough. So, well, Graham, what's going on? The wheat harvest is underway. What are you hearing about that these days?
Yeah, well, it's kind of about like we thought last week. You know, it's just sort of, I'd say it's just sort of average to me. I heard you talking earlier, said that Mr. Westerfield had reported it was maybe a little better than they thought to start with, so I hope that's right. But like I said, I don't know the folks I've talked to. You know, you I forget exactly what our county average would be for the last 4 or 5 years, but you know, we've had pretty good crops, you know, and at some point we're probably gonna, you know, every year is not going to be better than the last. It'd be nice if it was, but I'd say we're, you know, to me we're probably not going to set many records, but anyway, it'll, you know, it's we went from behind on the wheat crop to caught up just way too fast at the wrong time, you know, and that's not going to help you on the yields. But on the plus side, you know, we're not late as far as getting the crop out, so we're going to get our beans in decent time, and or should get our beans in at a decent time. And I don't know how good our long range weather is, but you're talking about maybe cooler and wetter here for a little while, so. You know, if we can get the wheat out and the beans in, that'd be okay, especially for a corn. You know,
right, exactly right. Corn could certainly use it for people. I'm already seeing some folks irrigating corn right now, so I know the corn's getting kind of dry.
I think maybe as early as about Wednesday last week. You know, there was some running. So, and you know, probably needed to be too. You know, you know, we for the most part, most of the corn looks pretty good, but you know, there's spots if you've been missing those rains where it's pretty dry, but you know, like I said, it you know, we'll see how it turns out, I guess. But like I said, so you know, so far the wheat just sort of an average crop's what it appears to be to me.
But, right, it's amazing how quickly you can go from being too wet to too dry around here. You know.
Yeah. Well, we had I guess it's been 2 weeks ago. Had nearly 6 inches of rain, and in 10 days had corn twisted on heels. So
just amazing how quickly it changes, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. What else is going on these days?
That's the majority of it. I know we've got some folks kind of winding down on tobacco setting and trying to get things done there. I know in the past couple of days we've. I've been and looked at a few fields that were showing some black shank troubles, which, you know, with the way that we've had the rain and all, you got to expect you're going to have some trouble with that. You know, that stuff's kind of a funny disease. It, of course, it basically cripples the roots on the plant, you know, and you can't get nutrients up through, you know, through from the ground to the leaves. And so you see a lot of times if you reduce the stress, it looks like, you know, maybe even that plant's okay for a long time. So I think in a lot of cases, what I was looking at this past week anyway, when we had that big rain, it probably the infection may have even happened then, but you didn't actually see the symptoms until it kind of dried up this week, and you were, you know, I'm sure the disease was getting worse too, but you know, it sort of at least for a little while, about a week there, it kind of made you think everything might be okay. But anyway, we'll work through it and do the best we can. We do, you know, we got a lot more options than we did a few years ago for controlling that disease too. So It's always a plus, but it's not just Riddle Mill anymore. So
absolutely, a lot of different options there that people can use. So anything else coming up in the future, folks need to know about Graham?
I guess the one thing comes to mind. It's not exactly extension related, but I think Mr. Norman and JB is having their customer appreciation day on Thursday.
Right,
I believe.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
So just want to remind everybody about that. Come out, visit with them. I know there's be several of our Farm Bureau members that are there.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance, come out and eat lunch with us there. So
sounds like a good plan. Good time to do that, Graham, for sure. Listen, have a good week, and we will talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, thank you.
Graham Cofield, Tri-County Extension Agent for Ag, with us here on this Tuesday morning.